Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Years ago, I sat on the couch beside my husband, a strong, quick-witted, techie, geeky naval aviator, watching him stare at the remote control with uncertainty and confusion, lost in his effort to figure out how to pull up the show we'd watched every night for weeks. It was in that quiet, ordinary moment that my world tilted. I suddenly recognized with terrifying clarity something was very wrong. The moment marked the beginning of a new reality, one I didn't yet understand, but one that would slowly change everything. As the months unfolded, as his needs grew, as the weight of caregiving quietly expanded, another truth emerged, one that I was slow to see or perhaps acknowledge as his memory loss. My health was suffering too. How long had I been pushing through physical exhaustion, emotional strain, sleepless nights, and the invisible weight caregivers carry? As time went by, I was trying to hold together a full career, a family, and the man I adored with a body and a heart running on empty, all while learning to do all the things he did around the house. Along the way, a truth dropped into my soul with stunning clarity. If we lose our health, we lose the ability to show up for the people and the dreams that matter most. And that's why I've titled our conversation today, Health First, Then Everything. Good morning. Let me ask you something important. Is your health or someone else's health holding you back from the life you dream of? Let me share a couple of statistics recently reported by our Secretary of Health and Human Services that I hope you find as startling as I did. Nearly half of U.S. adults live with multiple chronic illnesses, and now more than half of U.S. children do as well. What is going on? Well, here's another mind-blowing statistic reported by Dr. Dispenza. 75 to 90% of doctor visits are related to stress. Most people have no idea how much their body is asking for help until something breaks. Today, I'm going to start by sharing some foundational physiological information that I think would be helpful. And then I'll guide you through six guidepost turning points that changed the course of my life. My hope is that as you hear my story, you'll not only learn about new breakthrough science and possibilities, but that you will also give yourself permission to put your health first with an immediacy and an urgency that you and your loved ones merit. Let's start by diving into cells, germ and terrain theory, and peptides, and then I'll take you on my personal journey. I don't have to tell you our bodies are extraordinary, designed with innate wisdom, constantly repairing, adapting, detoxifying, and regenerating. Research suggests that 85% of chronic disease is rooted in mitochondrial dysfunction. As a reminder, mitochondria are those powerhouses in your cells. Where does that dysfunction come from? Well, it's accepted that most is driven not by faulty genes, but by nutrient depletions, emotional strain. And you know what? You can feel perfectly fine while 70% of your mitochondrial are dysfunctional. By the time symptoms finally appear, most people think something's suddenly gone wrong. But the truth is, the body whispers long before it shouts, which means illness rarely comes out of nowhere. It's usually the final chapter of a much longer story the body has been trying to tell. Is your body whispering to you? Are you listening? Let's talk terrain. In the 1800s, Louis Pasteur helped shape what became known as germ theory, the idea that microbes play a central role in disease. One way to picture this is with a fish tank. If a fish becomes sick, the traditional approach is to focus on the fish and use antibiotics or drugs to kill the germs causing that illness. But another scientist of that same era, Antoine Béchamp, proposed a very different perspective. He believed the real issue wasn't just the fish, it was the water. Clean the tank, support the environment, and the fish becomes healthy enough to fend off disease on its own. That idea became known as terrain theory. The understanding that the body's not isolated, but part of a larger internal ecosystem. I'm a strong believer in terrain theory, and that idea that the body's internal environment is supported, it becomes remarkably resilient. Research around terrain theory suggests that disease is far less likely to take hold when the body is well-nourished, balanced, and supported, particularly when inflammation is low and the internal environment leans towards a healthy, slightly alkaline range. The challenge is that creating that kind of internal balance takes a lot of intention. Modern life works against us. Chronic stress, poor sleep, inadequate nutrition, dehydration, and environmental exposures all tend to push the body toward a more acidic and inflammatory state. And that's why supporting the terrain matters. Cells need proper nutrition and nourishment. Minerals levels need to be adequate. Stress needs to be regulated. Inflammation needs to be managed. And overall, including pH balance, has to be supported. So while this is not comprehensive, I think about these fundamentals as key levers to improving our health. 1, reduce the toxic load. 2, get the right nutrients, minerals, nutrients, water. And 3, lower excess acidity and inflammation, which really means lowering stress as well. Small, consistent shifts in these areas can make a meaningful difference in how the body functions and how resilient it becomes. The third part of our foundational backdrop centers on our ability to improve our health by improving cellular communication and the natural increase of the very popular world of peptides. We now have a home access without any kind of prescription to science-backed, non-invasive, patented, drug-free wellness technologies, my favorite of which is light therapy or photobiomodulation. When an anesthesiologist practicing for 40 years says, "This is the greatest medical breakthrough in my lifetime," and a pharmacist says, "I've seen more miracles with this than I've seen in 26 years with pharmaceuticals," it's hard not to pay attention. What I love is its energy, its light, its information. Specific wavelengths act as biological signals, communicating with cells and influencing how they function, including elevating the body's natural production of certain peptides, including one peptide that many of you may never have heard of, and no, I hadn't, but that now I understand is regarded as one of the most powerful peptides, GHKCU. GHKCU has been very well studied for over 50 years and found to support stem cell activity and regeneration. Did you know that when you're 30, half of your stem cells are dormant? And that when you're 60, they almost all are? GHKCU resets over 4,000 genes to their younger, healthier state. It stimulates growth factors, supports brain and nerve health, memory, nerve growth. It demonstrates antioxidant and neuroprotective properties, supports the cardiovascular health, supports tissue repair and healing, supports DNA repair and normal cell regulation, supports lung tissue health, skin, hair, connective tissue, and also is associated with telomere preservation and longevity. And so while I'm not making medical claims, you can Google GHKCU and PubMed and read the studies for yourself. Know that we now have this extraordinary ability to support the body's own innate wisdom and increase many different kinds of peptides to optimize our health. Oh, how I wish I had known this earlier. With that foundational backdrop, we can begin my story. I didn't start sick. I was strong, athletic, competitive, a Navy racquetball champion, but I was naive in relationships and had married oh so badly. I survived 2 emotionally and physically abusive marriages to narcissists before I even knew what a narcissist was. Slowly, silently, my health unraveled. I was exhausted, ill, achy, blacking out. The Navy grounded me from driving and put me on a medication that they said I'd have to take forever just to keep from passing out. 1 year, I was prescribed 14 antibiotics, very Louis Pasteur style. I kept migraine medication in every car, purse, and room of the house. And my idea of a perfect vacation, just a dark room, alone, sleeping. No one knew the extent of my illnesses because I look strong, because that's what we do, right? We push, we perform, we endure. But here is what I learned. Chronic stress is not a badge of honor. It's a warning light, and it will take you down cell by cell if you ignore it. I was trying to balance being a high-performing Navy commander and a single supermom, all while doing daily battle in and out of court with my ex, who I may not have mentioned was a U.S. Navy SEAL, who not only lived for but loved the fight. An ER doctor casually dropped a truth bomb. "Of course you're exhausted and depleted. You've been married to a narcissist." It was the first time anyone had ever connected my emotional world to my physical one. He introduced me to Dr. Candace Pert's insightful book, Molecules of Emotion, And reading it, I learned our thoughts and emotions influence our biology at the cellular level. 25 years ago, this was groundbreaking. And for me, it changed everything. My big takeaway was this. Darlene, if you don't get the daily chronic stress into check, it is going to kill you. And then you're going to leave your children navigating the world without you. So I fought for my health. I meditated and exercised daily. I prioritized sleep. I learned anger management techniques. I had weekly therapy, EMDR, TRE, talk therapy, and more. And still the doctors said what I had was incurable. They gave me all sorts of autoimmune disease labels and kept prescribing pharmaceutical drugs to manage symptoms, drugs that I stayed on for decades. They told me flat out, there's nothing we can do. At that time, I was learning and applying all of these tools for survival. But later, I realized something bigger. My healing wasn't just for me. It wasn't just for my daughters. It was preparing me to help other people find their way back to themselves. It was during that time life brought me a gift that I never saw coming. When I least expected it and was certainly not looking for it, because obviously my picker was completely broken, love arrived. True love, fairy tale love, a peaceful and fun love like I had never experienced. Jim Green, steady, hilarious, humble, brilliant, my naval aviator, Top Gun graduate, carrier air wing commander, Navy captain, and really a legend in the Navy. He was extraordinary. And for 14 years, our home was full of peace and joy. And then when he was just 64 years old, we received the diagnosis that shatters families, the kind that takes someone from you, not all at once, not suddenly, but in tiny pieces. It was death by a thousand cuts, each one small, almost invisible, until suddenly the person you love has slipped away. And here's something I didn't understand at the time. By the time we saw the symptoms, the forgetting, the confusion, the subtle shifts, his neurological decline had likely been happening for at least 20 years. 20 years before we saw the first sign. That truth hit me hard because it showed me how long the body can struggle silently while we go about life thinking everything is fine. It reminded me again that we cannot wait until crisis to prioritize our health. Symptoms are often the final chapter of a story that began decades earlier. I went into overdrive, and every single day we built the day around as many therapeutic interventions as possible, from easy approaches like super clean diet and exercise to sophisticated, expensive approaches like DNA testing, mold detoxification, hyperbaric oxygen chamber, ozone blood therapy, pulse electromagnetic frequency mats, microcurrent, hydrogen water, brain tap, infrared sauna, and a dedicated effort to follow Dr. Bredesen's protocol, just to name a few. We did all of these things and we had no positive results. We even traveled out of the country four times for mesenchymal stem cells, $20,000 for Jim, $20,000 for me, four times in a single year. And still nothing changed, not sleep, not memory, not energy. My husband had become a shell of his former self, no longer engaging, no longer witty, and no longer able to even help in small ways. And just when I thought it couldn't get worse, it did. Have you noticed that when you're under intense stress or your health is compromised, you seem to have more accidents? Well, research actually supports this. One study showed accident rates rising 72 to 94% under high stress. So perhaps it was more than mere clumsiness the day I missed the last three steps on my staircase and fell so hard onto our tile floor that I broke my foot, sprained my ankle, tearing ligaments. My body had reached its limit. Suddenly, the caregiver needed care, and Jim was just not capable of figuring out how to even bring me a glass of water. Over the course of the year, four different doctors had said the same version of something to me, most of them gently, although one of them fervently and firmly, because she'd been urging me for over a year to get more help at home. Darlene, you need to take better care of yourself, and you need to get help. Do you understand how often the caregiver dies first? Over 50% of the time. Wait, what? The first time I heard that, I was shocked, but I thought, well, they're not talking about me. They're talking about much, much older people. But the fourth time a doctor brought it up, it sank in and it shook me. They were talking to me. And I realized I could slowly feel it happening. Quietly, invisibly, I was coming apart, all while trying to hold everything else together. And then something unexpected found me. With a front row seat to my exhaustion, grief, and overwhelm, my hairdresser said, "You should talk to my friend. She's been exploring a light-based wellness modality that elevates peptides, and she can't believe what she's seeing." And although I was very skeptical, I was more desperate. So I explored it. Alongside meditation, breathwork, nutrition, therapeutic practices, and every other supportive tool I was already using, things really shifted. My wellness returned visibly, deeply. My spirits lifted, and so many things happened that were positive. I couldn't believe it. I stopped taking the medicines that I'd been on for decades, all of them. And beautiful things happened with Jim as well. He began engaging with me again. He stayed awake. He talked again. His spirits were lifted. Our sleep tracker showed measurable changes for both of us. The way he showed up was more like the man I had loved for years. And maybe what I treasure and I'm still most grateful for was that he started joking again. And this was my comedic Jim again, with his flirty comments and his mischievous smile, little sparks of Jim. To get that back in our home again was a blessing beyond words. Hope, even a glimmer of it, is life-changing. But life was about to ask one more thing of me, the hardest thing. And while I remain grateful to have had Jim's humor and that intimate connection back for another year and a half, it is with deep, unspeakable sorrow that I share with you that in March of this year, my darling Jim transitioned from an angel on earth back to an angel in heaven. Grief has a way of just hollowing you out and remaking you at the same time. And it would be impossible to talk about my journey and skip over the pain and loss that comes when you lose your best friend and the love of your life. I know many of you have lost loved ones in your life, and as I just want to send you a big hug and love, because I don't think it's really possible to understand this depth of grief unless you've experienced this kind of loss. But I believe pain and grief can be an anchor that pulls you down, sucking you in like quicksand to a place that is hard to escape. I know I could have just lived there. But I also believe that every day we make a choice, and that I can choose to use the pain and the grief as a springboard instead, as a way to not only honor Jim's legacy, but to help others earlier, like I wish someone could have done for me sooner. Jim spent his life pouring love on me and making others laugh. It seems to me to honor him and his legacy, I need to choose joy and laughter and share the silver lining of our journey. So I'm building a future focused on blessings, not grief, to let his light that I lost become the light that I now carry and shine for others. Every day I think to myself, there's someone out there who is as desperate for a solution right now as I was. Someone who I can help, who is earlier in their process, who has no idea that these technologies and these alternatives even exist. Along the journey, people began finding their way to me. Friends brought their family and friends to me with their stories and their needs. Can you help? Exhaustion, overwhelm, emotional strain, long seasons of discomfort. They had all sorts of issues. People who looked fine, but felt anything but. And one of them was Lindsay. She carried the most extraordinary amount of discomfort of anyone I'd ever met. You could just feel the weight she lived under. And she had tried a long list of approaches without success. And so I shared with her the same gentle, light-based modality we'd used in our home for our general wellness. And I'll admit to you that at the time, I had no idea whether it could help. The population of people that I had helped was small, and none of them with the level of severity Lindsay faced. To be able to help Lindsay and so many others since has been salve for my soul. Her spirit lifted, her eyes brightened, her laughter returned, her presence expanded, her world opened. Her family told me they hadn't seen her so engaged, hopeful, or alive in years. Moments like that with Lindsay and many others revealed something profound. My deepest pain had become the birthplace of my purpose. And I've learned a lot walking beside nearly 1,000 people to help them with their health. Every body is different. Results are different. Needs are different. Healing doesn't just happen at one level. Sometimes the body needs deep foundational support, and sometimes it needs immediate relief just so a person can breathe again. Since pain has a way of hijacking everything from your nervous system and sleep to your mood and hope, it's an honor to be able to do more than offer compassion, to be able to offer relief. One of the people I've learned from is Chad Messias, a qualified Olympic athlete who is the trainer to Olympic competitors, including Usain Bolt. He's led human performance programs, including advanced training for Navy SEALs. And for more than 15 years, Chad and over 16,000 have been using an FDA-approved painkilling gel that contains carnosine, a dipeptide, and magnesium. both of which are needed in every cell of our body. But unlike others, this gel delivers the carnosine and magnesium through a patented transdermal system designed to get through the dermal layers and into the muscle tissue. What was once used across the NFL, NHL, and Olympic training environments as a sports enhancement gel surfaced into something that went far beyond pain relief and performance, as it was revealed that it supports everyday bodies under stress for endless issues. Elite athletes love the quick recovery and pain relief, the muscle relaxation, and energy production. I like the cellular protection and the nervous system regulation. One of the reasons why is that they help improve the body's terrain to become more alkaline and less acidic, helping that terrain. I'm selective about what it is in my personal and professional toolbox. And having tried most alternative modalities, I know what works. Because the body doesn't really care whether stress comes from competition, caregiving, trauma, or grief. It responds the same way. And here's what all this has taught me with absolute clarity. I believe with all my heart that we are not meant to live exhausted. We are not meant to live in quiet suffering. We're not meant to carry the world without support. I also believe your health touches everything. Your dreams, your relationships, your energy, your clarity, your joy, your ability to love, your capacity to rise. So I invite you to imagine your own body in its most optimal state. What if your foundational, cellular, emotional, and energetic health were stronger? If your stress load was lighter? If your internal world felt supported? If you had more ease, more clarity, more vitality, and less pain, how would your life change? How would the lives of the people you love change? Because when you invest in your health, you expand your entire future. And when you heal emotionally, physically, spiritually, you don't just rise. You lift everyone around you. Are you hearing the whisper of an issue that's in its building stages? Are you tired and looking for caffeine or sugar or chocolate to get you through? Has your light dimmed so slowly and subtly that you barely noticed? Or is there a loved one in your life that needs hope and alternatives? I am here for you and I would love to help. If you don't make time for your wellness, you will be forced to make time for your illness. If you're sensing that your body may be asking for more support, or if someone you love could use another option, I would be honored to walk beside you. You can learn more about Explore the Science and reach out to me directly at iamreverseaging.com. Let's explore together what might be possible for you. Because health first, then everything. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.